Christmas, but sometimes even people get together at Thanksgiving for Christmas. You know, they have gifts to give. And
sure.
So if you're planning, you got to budget things, we have somebody who can help us with all this. Trey Hodge is an accomplished lifestyle journalist, and she's here to give us some ideas about gift buying and maybe getting some extra cash. Good morning, Trey.
Good morning.
So here we are in September, and you're already making us think about the holidays, but is it now a good time to, I guess, start shopping?
Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry to start you so early. I know that the holidays do feel like they're a long way away, but it is a great way to save if you start shopping now. Looking for great deals, working on your holiday list, shopping more slowly can help you keep a better grip on your cash flow, and it's, of course, less impactful on that weekly or bi-monthly paycheck that you might be earning in, say, November or December if you're cramming it all in there. And as you go along, definitely use smart shopping tools like shopathome.com or swagbucks.com to earn cash back and free gift cards on all your shopping that you can then apply back into your holiday shopping expenses.
Well, for those of us who have never done that before, can you take us through the process? How does it work?
Yeah, so it's really easy. So with, say, a site like swagbucks.com, you go to the site, you sign up very quickly, and then you can literally click on a store that you're interested in shopping on, and you can start earning right away. So it happens automatically just when you click on it. And another really easy way to do that is they have a browser extension for Chrome. So if you use Chrome as your browser, you simply download the browser extension in seconds. And then as you shop online, you'll be automatically alerted to savings opportunities as you go. You just click on it to activate, and then you automatically start earning points and free gift cards. So it's a really easy way to save. And in fact, they've just announced that they've given away $200 million in cash back and free gift cards to their consumers. So the savings are really substantial.
My toughest part about shopping for the holidays is getting the list from the people who I'm buying from. So once I get that cleared away, then we can start looking for the deals. Can this help us with holiday travel too, or you know, anything we buy online?
Absolutely. So holiday travel is another thing that you should start thinking about now, because if you wait until December to book a flight, for instance, you could spend $100 more just on that ticket. And hotels as well, you can save a lot if you book early. And then you can just keep your eyes peeled for extra savings that you can apply to those purchases. You can use something like mypoints.com, which is a really interesting site that allows you to accrue points that you can use towards your Expedia or your hotels.com purchases. So another smart shopping tip for you for your holiday travel.
And will we get then... this money, will it just sort of show up in the mail, like in a gift card, or is it put in some other account somehow?
So it accrues as points for you that you then funnel them into free gift cards or even put it into your PayPal.
Now, what other ways can we use? There's a lot of online stuff that we can do to maybe earn some extra money. Any tips you can help us with that?
Yeah, so, you know, as we're going into the holidays, we're going to be spending a lot more than we typically do. So it might make sense to kind of take advantage of the gig economy that's out there, meaning that you can earn extra money outside of the traditional 9-to-5. So you can, of course, be an Uber or a Lyft driver. You can use a site like Fiverr where you can take on little extra jobs. TaskRabbit is another really interesting one. And then Swagbucks that we just mentioned, they're a savings site, but they're actually an earnings site too. So you can earn money with them just by watching videos or surfing the net or filling out surveys. So there are lots of fun ways that you can earn money with this. And then you can take that money and funnel it into your PayPal, or you can get free gift cards that you can then use for your holiday shopping. So another easy way to earn that's a little bit fun, too.
How easy is it for you to sort through all these different sites, let alone the crazy names that they come up with, but to make sure that they're legitimate, that they'll actually have staying power, that we're not getting into something that suddenly will have a dead end months down the road?
That's a great question. So I am a person that I have so many apps on my phone. I have so many browser extensions installed on my laptop. I am testing and trying all of these services all at the same time. And I have the luxury of only being able to talk about the ones that I really believe in. So I feel really lucky. And plus, I'm saving money along the way.
And people are often concerned about security. How secure are these sites?
That's true. So, I mean, these sites are all very secure. You don't have to worry about anything, you know, out there. Obviously, we have a lot of unexpected concerns that are coming up with Equifax and all of that. So with these saving sites, I have never experienced anything like that. So you can rest assured that you're fine as you're using them.
All right. You got me thinking of holiday shopping. So where can I go to get more details about all these different things you've talked about today?
I would take a look at swagbucks.com so you can learn about all the cool things they have on their site.
Sounds great. Trey Bodge, our lifestyle expert, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.